94.7 The Wave. Hey, this is Talia Trigueros, and I am just so honored. A gentleman I have known for more than a few years, I can say that, but also growing up as a child, listening to those records over and over again, and singing them, and didn't know Portuguese, but didn't know what I was saying, but I was singing them nonetheless. Ladies and gentlemen, please, I am proud to present to you Mr. Sergio Mendes. How are you?
Good, Talia. So great to talk to you. It has been a while since we spoke, but I remember how much you love Brazilian music. That part I remember, and the time we spent talking about that. And so it's a pleasure to be talking to you again.
Oh, pleasure to talk to you too. You know, I was talking about some of those early records. Yes, it had an amazing impact on me. Mais Que Nada and Look of Love. And those were pretty much the early days for you, right?
That's correct. Yeah, 1966, Brazil 66, exactly.
Gold and platinum albums. Boy, you've got more than a few. Your studio must be pretty shiny, huh?
Oh, it's been a great journey. I'm very fortunate and very lucky, and that I'm still doing it also. You know, that's a great pleasure.
Well, you know, it's 60 years of Bossa Nova. This is the celebration this year. And thanks to you and Jobim and João and Astrud, Stan Getz, the world will never be the same. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, it was a great time in music. You know, the great melodies that people sing until today, like, you know, in our show, we play songs from those days, and it's amazing how fresh they are and how beautiful they still are. They're like timeless songs.
Oh, they are timeless. And you pretty much made it very famous here in the United States, right?
Well, I worked in Brazil before. I came to the United States the first time in 62 for the Bossa Nova Festival with Jobim and João Gilberto. But I had bands in Brazil before I came here. So I came here in 65 and started recording. But really, where I started my international career.
Well, your international career pretty much has also gone into movies. And I think you've done more than a few films, but I think the cute one, as far as most recent, is Real in Rio from the animated film Rio, right?
Well, that was a wonderful experience. I loved doing that. The director, Carlos Saldanha, my dear friend, the composer, John Powell, what a wonderful experience. And Carlinhos Brown and Saida. It was just a great, great experience in my life.
Well, you know, I love it. All the birds of a feather, and ending with I Love You, Rio. And watching that movie, doesn't it really, really represent what Rio is?
Absolutely right. I totally agree.
I love the part where there's a chase scene through the favela, right? And then suddenly everybody has to stop to see whether or not they kick the goal for soccer, right?
Right, that's wonderful. Yeah.
That really is beautiful.
Yeah, Carlos captured the whole spirit of Rio, really.
Yeah, it is the spirit of Rio, and your music definitely has done that. Your most recent project was released in 2014, is that correct?
Yeah.
Magic.
And I'm doing one right now as I'm talking to you, I'm in the studio.
Uh-huh.
And it's a new album. I wrote a lot of songs with different people, and I'm very excited. There's also, they're doing a documentary about my life. It's all coming next year, February or March of 2019.
Oh, I so look forward to that. In addition to the fact that I look forward to a performance from you this Friday night, right?
Yes, that's right.
Hyatt Regency, Newport Beach, Bank of the West Summer Concert Series. Have you done
Absolutely.
That particular location before?
No, I never. This is my first time.
You're going to love
it. Then after that, we also have a concert here in Northridge.
Okay.
On the end of the month at the theater here in Northridge.
Oh, very good.
So we're doing
good.
Both shows in L.A., which is very rare for me, but I'm very happy that we're doing that.
So give me a little kind of pretense of what we might see on Friday night.
Well, you know, the classics, I call it the musical journey. We're going to do the songs from the Bossa Nova days, from Brazil 66, and newer songs from our most recent album.
Awesome. Sergio Mendes, thank you so much for joining us. I know you're going to jump right back into the studio because you've got a new project coming out next year.
Yes. What a joy talking to you, Talia, and I'll see you Friday.
Absolutely. For tickets, just go to HyattConcerts.com. Sergio Mendes, muito obrigado.